You remember what I said downstairs, that I wasn't going to ask questions? It's not that I lied. I'm going to ask you a question, though. But it's a rhetorical question. You all know what that is. I'm going to ask you the question, and I'm going to give you the answer. The question is this: why, after your names are called as candidates for confirmation, why does the church applaud? Because you're all so good looking? That you are, but that's not the reason. It's the sign of approval. It's not that you need the church's permission to be confirmed. But it's a sign of the church's approval of your bold step of faith. If you listen carefully to this evening's gospel, the seven gifts of God the Holy Spirit, which you will receive as each of you is confirmed in a few moments, will help you do in every circumstance, if you use the graces you are going to be given, precisely what the young man, St. John, did in this gospel. He recognized Jesus and pointed him out to the rest. He simply said to Peter and the others, they didn't know who this was. He simply said, as the light of faith got brighter in his own mind and heart, it is the Lord. That changed everything for all of them. That's what you are being given in this sacrament. The wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, the fortitude to say always, it is the Lord. It's the Lord in whom I believe, it is the Lord whom I love, and it is the Lord Christ I want you to believe in and you to love. And that takes courage. You know that as well as I do. Our culture, our society, is rejecting the truth. The truth isn't a philosophical syllogism. The truth is right there. Jesus Christ. Why? For the same reason the chief priests, the scribes, the elders rejected him. They couldn't stand the light, which is Jesus, and exposed their sins. Notice what Jesus did, however. Wherever he taught, wherever he performed a miracle, anyone who did not believe him in what he said, anyone who just out of hand dismissed the miracle, you remember they said it's by the prince of demons that he drives out demons. They used any reason they could to not believe. What's Jesus do? Come back and say, oh, wait, I didn't mean that. Will you believe if I say it this way? No. Believe this. He is the one standard by which you, for the rest of your lives, soon to be confirmed Catholics, will be measured in your own lives. Because he is the one, you and I and every other person will stand before at the moment of death and be judged by him. And what's the criterion Jesus uses? What you did for the least of my brethren, you did for me and to me. And what you did not do for the least of my brothers, you did not do to me. So as each of you comes forward in a few minutes and is confirmed in your faith and hope and charity with those seven gifts of God, the Holy Spirit, they are yours for the rest of your lives. Use them. Do not be afraid, whether you're in school, at home, vacation, at a job, wherever you are, do not be afraid to say either in your words or in your actions, it is the Lord. The power of that example which you will give is tremendous. It transforms lives. Just think of St. Peter. Think of St. Peter. We just listened a week ago today to the Passion where three times after he swore up and down to Jesus, even if everybody else denies you, I'll die for you. He denies him three times. Think of St. Peter on Good Friday. And now think of St. Peter in the first reading after the day of Pentecost, when he and the others received the Holy Spirit and those seven gifts. It's night and day. Be grateful to God for this tremendous privilege to be a confirmed Catholic. Show your gratitude by setting the example of one who isn't afraid to say, it is the Lord whom I love and whom I serve.